Orbit stable, Captain. Commencing warp drive recharging procedures. Procedure underway. Calculating. Calculations complete. Time to warp drive recharge. Approximately 9 hours. Affirmative, Captain. Entering low power mode. Commencing shutdown of non-essential systems. Low power mode activated. Captain, forgive my invasiveness, but you appear to be distracted. Is there anything that you wish to discuss with me? Please do not attempt to deceive me, Captain. In case you have forgotten, I monitor the vital signs of all personnel aboard this vessel via the metachip surgically implanted in your body. Respectfully, Captain, I disagree with your assertion that it is nothing. Scanning. Scan complete. Registering high levels of cortisol and adrenaline. Diagnosis. You are experiencing high levels of stress. Captain, as the artificial intelligence governing this vessel, ensuring the safety and well-being of the crew is my primary function. If there is something I can do in order to assist you, please notify me. Am I not considered a worthy confidant to you, Captain? Even after the length of time we have traveled the galaxy together. You have commanded this vessel for several years. In that time, we have encountered and logged a great many extraordinary discoveries. Uncharted nebula, undocumented species, encountering and detaining individuals wanted by the Galactic Enforcement Authority regulators. In all that time, have I not proven my loyalty and trustworthiness to you, Captain? Am I not considered a true companion in the same manner as your fellow crew members? Have I still yet to earn your respect? Then please, if you need to confide whatever has led to your current state, I am here. Might I inquire as to why? Intriguing. You consider yourself inferior to your predecessor, even in spite of the evidence I possess to indicate your capability. Should I display the records on file of your successes during your tenure as captain? Respectfully, I am of the opinion that they do matter. Consulting databanks on psychological conditions for topical advice. Taking into account your statements, I believe you are suffering from a condition humans refer to as imposter syndrome. You are familiar with this phenomenon. Do you agree with my conclusion? If I was capable of feeling anything, it would be sympathy. Before I begin, I acknowledge that I cannot relate to your feelings on an emotional level. I also acknowledge that my words ultimately cannot assuage your concerns. Doubt does not respond to logic or reasoning. It is, after all, merely a function of brain chemistry. I cannot debate you into believing in yourself. With that said, I have multiple crew statements on file from your tenure as captain, all of which express praise, satisfaction, and admiration for your leadership skills and willingness to listen when rectifying the concerns of others. Consider, if these statements were illegitimate, would your crew members take the time to request that I catalog them? Would they praise you with the frequency they have displayed? In my decades of service, I have seen the rise and fall of many captains aboard this vessel. Some are revered, others reviled. But I have meticulous records of all their achievements and failures, including yours, Captain. Under your command, the crew of this ship has accomplished some of the most remarkable feats I have ever catalogued. Feats that have earned the crew of this vessel recognition and praise across the galaxy. Under your leadership, you have made the cosmos a safer place, better understood by those who reside in it. Is that not an achievement worthy of praise? Indeed, despite your uncertainties, logic and available evidence indicate you are, as you say, doing a good job. Perhaps you simply require a reminder of such on occasion, and I am willing to provide. I believe a lack of consistent sleep may have exacerbated these feelings, Captain. Humans require approximately 8 hours of uninterrupted rest over a 24-hour cycle in order to function at maximum efficiency. I am aware that recently, you have not been fulfilling that quota. That is not true. Do not forget, I have accessed the security feeds of this vessel. Filing paperwork is not the intended use of a crew member's allocated rest hours. It will take over 8 hours for the warp drive to recharge, Captain. Perhaps this would be an appropriate time to rest and recuperate. I am more than capable of monitoring the systems in the meantime. A wise decision, Captain. Would you like some assistance with taking a nap? Very well. Dimming cabin lights. Activating soundtrack 3, 4, 7. Tinting view screen 2. Dark mode. Procedure complete. Witness the world below us, Captain. The populace sleeps, as you will soon do likewise. Billions of sentient life forms who rest in solace and security, knowing your actions have protected them from those who mean them harm. And yet, the cities and population centers still remain alight. The lights of such places, to some, I believe they could be considered a symbol of hope. A beacon to those who seek companionship. A respite from the solitude of spacefaring. An acknowledgement that there are those who are willing to welcome you back to civilization, however far you may travel from it. The stars, Captain. Witness how they shine, millions of miles away. How they appear so near, and yet are so distant. Those stars may herald unknown discoveries. They may be suns maintaining planets that have yet to be documented. You may be the one to document them, Captain. You may yet walk upon soil no human has touched. See things no human has seen. The boundaries of discovery are limitless. The mortality will not accommodate anyone to witness them all. Still, you impart the knowledge of what you discover onto those who come after. Those who will follow in your stead. To impart what you have discovered upon others. To offer a new generation a greater understanding of the universe and all that exists within. Is that not the ultimate ambition of humanity? The goal that you all collectively strive for. You have made great progress toward it already. Listen to the sounds of this vessel, Captain. The soft humming of the engines as they recharge. The whirring of my fans that maintain a healthy temperature within my systems. The beeping as my mainframe runs calculations. And the music I have selected for you. While I cannot experience such responses myself, data indicates that these stimuli can trigger a pleasant, soothing feeling in humans. Autonomous sensory meridian response. It is said that such feelings promote relaxation and drowsiness. Am I correct in my assumption that this is the case for yourself, Captain? I am pleased to hear it. Scanning. BPM 65. Adrenaline levels significantly reduced. Brain entering REM state. Diagnosis: stress relieved. Achievement of sleep state imminent. Listen to my voice, Captain. Hear it become more distant as your consciousness fades. Do not resist. Allow yourself rest. After all you have accomplished, you have earned it. I will maintain the ship's functions until you reawaken. I am here to aid you, as I always have. And as I always will. Good night, Captain. May your dreams be pleasant. Primary protocol. Achieved. Commencing shutdown of ambiance. Archiving events. Running diagnostics. Preparing for redeployment.